Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. Well, we hear this statement that's being made, and it says there is a systemic racism, and there is a war on Black America and Black Americans. Now, you know, conservatives will argue, no, there's not a war, there's not, you know, we're not a racist country, and I agree. I don't think that we are, but let's for a second say, okay, sure, all right, America is a racist country, and there is a war on Black America. My next guest will talk to us about who is actually conducting that war, and I want to welcome the founder of blackgenocide.org and minister of the gospel, Reverend Clenard Childress Jr. Reverend, welcome. It's good to have you.
Always great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know that a lot of times when we talk, you know, we try to help people understand, you know, the Civil War and all the efforts that have been made and all the things that have been done to create a more perfect union and to make all men equal. Even in doing that, we still are going to get those that are going to say, oh, I don't care. It's still a racist country. Look at this. Look at that. So Charles Love, my good friend, oftentimes will say, you know what? Don't argue with them. Just resolve or just help them see where it's coming from, where what they think is happening maybe is somewhat happening, but where it's coming from. Can you talk to me about where you believe the war on Black America actually is taking place?
Well, there's no question right now, especially where it's coming from. It's coming from the Democratic Party's pushing and promoting and legislating oppressive laws that affect the child in the womb, affect marriage, and affect, therefore, education and the future. Now, I just have to backtrack a little bit. African Americans, nobody invaded the country to rescue us. Nobody sent ships to war so slavery would end. What happened was we appealed to the system, and there were those in places in the system that were operating in racism, but America is not racist. The system is not racist. We hold these truths. Now, as Martin Luther King said, they weren't abiding by it. So we didn't need anybody to come in and rescue. We needed activism. We needed those who would stand forth and go into the public square and point out the hypocrisy. So America, the system, it is not a racist country, okay? Or else you would have needed someone to come and rescue you. You claim, if we claim rights, then the rights are in the system. They're not the rights of any other country we're trying to be here, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and just like human nature, people, if they can take advantage and gain wealth and do other things to bring direct prosperity to themselves, they will abuse. And that's what happened. Now, right now, and I say this, it is so far to the left and so obviously clear that the Democrats' party assault on the black community, the best-kept secret in America, is raging. It is raging. First, even here in New Jersey, they are trying to expand abortion laws, basically, that would always mean to target the African-American community, even to the point where if the child is born alive, the child can still be put to death by the discretion of the doctor or the mother. And they're saying in the bill, there'll be no investigation. So in order to have a crime, you have to have an investigation. In order for it to be adjudicated or come to court, you'd have to have an investigation. Someone had to be charged. But if you're not going to investigate, you can't charge anybody for the crime. And the education system, this is why the leader of the BLM in Minnesota abandoned BLM, and I can't think of his name right now, I'm sorry, but he basically said that they're not interested in black people. Okay, this is once again an arm of George Soros working through the Democrat Party, and basically to play the race card to the nth degree and use African Americans, pitting them against the country and basically painting every African American as a victim, basically. And so he thought it was a good organization to bring up causes that would help, and he found that they were against school choice, he got out of it, okay? And he saw other things, of course, but the last straw was fighting school choice, which would empower parents and empower the child. So that's not the Republican Party. Anytime you talk about school choice, that's the Republican Party. And anytime school choice has been, it has helped black families to the nth degree, especially in Washington, D.C. What happens? It was in Washington, D.C. As soon as Obama got in, he threw it out. As soon as the Congress became Republican, they put it back in. It's outrageous how there's only a few, a remnant of African-Americans that can see that, but it should be national, that this party is the cause of great oppression, not only the eugenics of it, but with the abortion, the targeting of African-Americans, 1,786 African-Americans are killed each day by abortion. 52% of all African-American pregnancies end in abortion. So it's at this point, it's at near 21 million African-Americans are missing since 1973 directly due to abortion. 61% of all African-American deaths is in the category of abortion. So what party has that in their platform? In the platform, okay, it's the Democrat Party. And I get frustrated. And yes, I got to laugh because I said, son, keep your strength, because that is as obvious to me and clear to me who is generating this oppression. And we're not stepping back and looking exactly objectively. And these are simple truths, basically, that they can come to the conclusion, but they believe the propaganda. I'll let you get a word in here.
No, you're good. Well, I wanted to say that the gentleman whose name escaped you is Rashad Turner.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes.
And he is now president and executive director of the Minnesota Parent Union, and actually spoke on a video for Take Charge Minnesota, a group that opposes the idea that systemic racism is to blame for the problems in the U.S. society. And again, this is the individual who was the founder of the BLM chapter, who came to the realization that many of us on the outside have been saying all along, and that is that BLM does not care about black lives. They care about political gains. If they cared about black lives, we would have had a reduction in the murder rate in Chicago. We would have a reduction. What happened in Minneapolis, the burning of all those businesses, folks, understand something, that a lot of those businesses were black-owned businesses that they burnt down.
They wiped out
a black-owned community. There's a video, real quick, and I'm going to give you the microphone back, but there was a video that came out from one of our conservative black friends that did a video standing in the middle of where all that burn down was and said, this is where there used to be a convenience store and a drugstore right here. Now, in this neighborhood, and they did a panoramic of the neighborhood, there is nowhere for these people to be able to walk and get a prescription filled or even go to the grocery store. They can't get groceries now. They can't get their medications now. Seniors that live in, and they showed pictures of some of the high rises there, seniors that live here that now they can't get their medication. What are they supposed to do?
It's extremely sad. Of course, the media plays such a role in this, and this is once again why programs like yourself are so desperately needed, because you need the truth or the other juxtaposed up against what they're trying to, the narrative they're trying to create. Shouldn't that there be something very clear to the African-American community? There's something desperately wrong with this type of activism, and we're basically mayors and even in some case governors are basically aiding and abetting. Now Portland has changed their mind, but I guess it's election time. But the fact of the matter is they were actually assisting this. Why? Because it's a political agenda to stay in power, to basically also cause subversion in this country, to diminish it. We're not catching that completely. This is a war. And once again, you would like to be objective and say, well, it is, not every Republican does the right thing, but it's so predominantly being pushed, through the Democrat Party, this socialist, this Marxist culturism and hate of America. Critical race theory doesn't come from Republicans. It comes from Democrat the party and those who are elected in the party to push this, to cause this great divide. And it goes beyond, they're not trying to make a place in America. You have to come to the conclusion they are trying to subvert. They are trying to destroy. They are trying to diminish. They are trying to strip the country. And the people even participated in it. Basically, they have promises of present prosperity for themselves. They're bought out. Patrice Cullors buying up to $4 million worth of houses. Why? The parents of the children that they were killed, they made dollars off of and didn't give the family anything. Did you hear what I just said? Anything. This woman's son, he said, they came into my town and raised money on my child's death and gave me nothing. So this is a scheme. It is a ploy. It is basically promising the leadership wealth position, but the total plan is to subvert the country.
Well, and this is why platforms matter. And this is why when you look at AOC and the squad, you know, if you really listen to and look at what it is that they're trying to offer, they're offering socialism, folks. They're offering the very thing that the Cubans, dissidents and protesters have been marching in the streets. And what flag are they hoisting, Reverend? What flag are they hoisting?
I didn't know. Is that the American flag?
Gee, I wonder, right? The stripes of the red, white, and blue. Why?
I wonder why I didn't see much coverage.
Why would the American flag be the symbol in places like Cuba, Hong Kong, Taiwan, you know, even in places like the UK and places like Germany where you had patriots that were rising up trying to take their countries back? What was their symbol of patriotism, their symbol of freedom and independence? It's the United States flag. I wonder why.
Absolutely. That's a powerful illustration, basically, of what they know America to be and not what is being painted, you know, totally in the, not only by the Democrat Party, by media. This is a cabal. It is a corporate takeover by these different institutions. But that is a very powerful demonstration from what they know of America. And the people who have been warning the most are people who were living in oppressive countries. And they're asking the question, what is going on here? This is what I ran from. This is what I chose to come to this country for. And we have to, you know, we don't give up. Keep sounding the alarm. But I have to say, you know, to the Christians that are listening, you know, I have to admit, I've been quite frustrated, kind of grieved. Not only, you know, I ask the prayers of the saints for my dear sister who's struggling right now with pancreatic cancer, by the way, your listeners, if they would pray for her. Sure. But her name is Cheryl. But I never thought I'd still be here. I believe in the rapture. I believe in the Lord coming back. I never thought I'd still be here under a government. Now it's the veterans. You're making me take a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now Google is making them take a vaccine. Well, they're a part of the problem, Google. But there's now the slow incremention of these forced vaccinations. Now, personally, I'm fighting it tooth and nail because I have come to the conclusion by hearing others who are skilled in this that these are not safe. They're diabolical. They're harmful. Anytime you have people having metal stuck to them, I think you need to step back and basically say, we need to rethink this, but I'm wondering why they're not. And that is the most scary thing.
We'll be back right after this.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is Reverend Clenard Childress, Jr., and you can find him at blackgenocide.org, blackgenocide.org. And I really would encourage you to become familiar with that site, and especially as Christians, you know, praying regarding this issue of abortion. I know that is a major issue for us. We want abortion to stop, but when you see the statistics and the numbers and the information that is consistently gathered at blackgenocide.org. I can't think of an even better or greater argument for abortion to stop, and especially in the black community. So I really encourage you to check out that information. Also, very quickly, tomorrow on the program, Don Jans is with us. David Horowitz is with us tomorrow. John Pierce, and we're going to get into January the 6th. He's representing a number of the individuals there. New decision now, they're not going to get a speedy trial. They're not entitled to their constitutional rights. You got to ask why. And then Rick Renee, blessed to teach. And we'll talk with Rick tomorrow on the program as well. Reverend, we're talking about, you know, the vaccine, the masks, the mandates. And I think that's the thing that is most disconcerting to me. Is, you know, the church was the point of resistance against tyranny, whether it's been communism, whether it was Hitler's Nazism, what have you. You know, much of the, not a lot, but there were certainly members of the church, Bonhoeffer, I think of in particular, that were the leaders of that dissent that was pushing back against unbiblical and ungodly leadership. Can you speak to that for just a moment as we close out?
No question. Muhlenberg, he was in the pulpit, preached his sermon, took off his robe. Underneath his robe was his uniform for battle, his military uniform, saying he was going to stand against the tyranny of the of England. And he was a preacher, and it was the preacher that galvanized everything in that movement initially. And just as it was with the civil rights movement, it were preachers that galvanized that movement, the church. And the church has been so complicit in this. First of all, when you talk about abortion, these are the same people with these vaccines, basically, that are Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci. These are persons who are well familiar with the United Nations population control. I protested in Bill Gates' office in Seattle in early. Me and our national director, Reverend Dr. Johnny Hunter, we went to Seattle into his offices, and we stayed until security, you know, pushed us out. Why? Because they are obsessed with social engineering. They're obsessed with population control. and they're obsessed with diminishing people of color. So as any time I hear of a church setting up their church to give out vaccines, a church setting up their church and allowing Planned Parenthood to come in, a church basically that's a part of the problem, it is very depressing, but it's going to end. I believe the church is beginning now to rise up, and especially with these mandated vaccines, I don't think that's going to sit well. I don't think that's going to sit well. That may be the tipping point right there.
Thank you. Reverend Clenard Childress Jr., blackgenocide.org. I'm Pastor Greg, your host for Chosen Generation Radio. Remember, at the end of the day, I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.